So, John Bauermaster, let me ask you this. How did this whole project come about?
Well, you know, I have a small reputation for making films about water and water-related environmental issues around the world. But yeah, I live in the Hudson Valley, and the issue of fracking seemed to be kind of everywhere, yet seemed to be a lot of mystery to it. A lot of people knew, you know, they see the yard signs, but they couldn't really explain to me or to anyone what the fight was over. So we did a bunch of research and decided that one way to try and help educate New Yorkers about the issue was to put on this event in May, you know, this kind of odd mix of message and music. And, you know, we sold out the egg, 1,000 people, but we didn't want this whole effort to be just for those 1,000 people. We wanted to really share it with as many New Yorkers and people outside of New York as possible. So we filmed it. And the result is the movie we're going to see tonight, Dear Governor Cuomo.
It has real flashes of brilliance. First of all, I have to credit you guys, because whoever came up with the name Dear Governor Cuomo, that was phenomenal. What good thinking that was.
Yeah, I'll take credit for that. I mean, it's going to be hard for any politician or any average New Yorker to ignore it. It's going to be hard for the governor to ignore it. It's going to be hard for the governor's family to ignore it, which is part of the goal.
You personalized it. There was a magnificent thing in the concert. I presume it's going to be in the film also, when my great hero Pete Seeger spoke directly to the governor. You want to tell us about that?
Well, I wrote the script, and the whole evening was very, very scripted, because we wanted to impart a very specific message, which was, you know, speaking directly to the governor and inviting him to become a New Yorker against fracking. To that end, you know, no politician, in fact, no one likes to have fingers poked in their eyes or poked in their chest. So this wasn't about finger wagging or trying to dictate. We were very even-keeled and again, appealed to the governor to make his decision on fracking using science and facts, which is what he continues to maintain. But it's hard to stop, you know, the elder statesman of the environmental movement in New York, Pete Seeger, from saying what was on his chest. And, you know, he's quite firm in his belief that if the current governor allows fracking, that his reputation will be badly tarnished.
I think, as he put it, your father may have been the greatest governor in New York State, and you may go down as the worst if you take their money. So that while one doesn't want to be confrontational, it was pretty powerful.
Yeah, no, but again, you know, Pete's 93 years old. He's lived his entire life in New York. His whole life has been devoted to trying to do environmental good using, you know, music, and we're obviously, anyone who does what we do is following in his footsteps. So we allowed Pete to say what was on his chest.
It really is a great evening of music. I mean, it has a political message, all right, but it's a great concert.
Well, and the film is equal part message and music. I mean, my thinking in regard to this is that, you know, I make documentary films. I watch a lot of documentary films. And to be honest, lots of documentary films are kind of depressing. You know, they speak a lot of truth and reality. And you get done and you just, you know, you feel kind of depressed. So we wanted to try and do something which was a little more uplifting. And that's where the music comes in. It tries to, I don't know, give a sense of hope and optimism to a subject that could easily, you know, take you down a different path.
It has been said that putting a bunch of really good artists on a stage is sort of like herding cats. Was that your experience?
Well, you know, I give credit to Natalie Merchant for organizing the cat part of it. She came up with all the songs and contacted and invited most of the musicians. And as you'll see, I mean, you were there at the event.
I was, yes.
You know, but the film itself, you'll see there are lots of ensemble pieces which are not songs made famous by any one singer, whether it's Joan Osborne or Modesky Martin and Wood or Susan Cope or any of the other great people who were on the stage and in the film. But they're kind of historic pieces of music that fit the tone of the evening, sung by, you know, a really special group of people. I mean, one of the things that most impressed us was musicians standing on stage and looking around going, I can't believe I'm playing with these people. And everyone on the stage was a New Yorker. You know, we wanted, as Mark Ruffalo says in the film, we wanted people to have skin in the game.
Well, John Bauermaster will join with you and Natalie at the Linda at 7:30 for a screening and discussion of the concert film. That's what it is, a concert film, Dear Governor Cuomo. I can't wait to see you guys, and thank you for all you're doing.
Yeah, thank you, Alan.